Welcome to the December 1st service of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Blacksburg, Virginia. Today, our service is led by our minister, Reverend Pam Phillips. Instead of a sermon, Rev. Pam shared with us three reflections titled, What Makes Us Feel Awesome? What Fills Us with Awe? And Anticipating Awe. Worship Associate Victoria Taylor assisted with the second reflection, and there was some audience participation.
All right, is everybody ready to sing with me? Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of the team. Everything is awesome when you're living out a dream. Raise your hand if you know that song. Raise your hand if you know where that song comes from. And it is the Lego Movie. Those are the opening words to the song that Jared played as our prelude. And it is from the Lego music. And I'm pretty sure it was not in your repertoire before now, was it? Thanks for learning and playing it. That was awesome. Today we're playing around with concepts of awe. The word awesome used to be used to describe something that inspired a feeling of solemn and reverential wonder tinged with latent fear. Think of the burning bush that Moses saw up on the mountain. That was awesome. Think about the shepherds who were visited by the angels on the night that Jesus was born. Those angels were awesome. The meaning of the word has changed quite a bit since then, hasn't it? When someone describes something as awesome, they usually mean it is excellent, exciting, or remarkable. In my head, I hear a California surfer dude saying, "That wave was totally awesome." Yeah? Some might say that the word awesome has become less powerful and wonderful over time. But I'm not sure that's a bad thing. Isn't it good that we can encounter awesomeness every day, not just once in a lifetime? Now, as I was preparing for today, I found a website called 1000awesomethings.com. And it was written by a man named Neil Pasricha. And every weekday, he posts one awesome thing. Sometimes it's just a little sentence. Sometimes it's a long essay. And he started it in 2008 during a time in his life when he was really, really sad. His marriage had just broken up and his best friend had just died. And he knew he needed to do something to help him get through his sadness. So he decided to find one awesome thing every single day. And he's still finding awesome things more than 10 years later. He's on to his second 1,000 awesome things. And he's also written some books and done some TED Talks. Noticing awesome things has really changed his life. Now he lists some pretty amazing things. I meant to bring the whole list with me. He lists things like popping bubble wrap. Yes? Awesome. Yes. But he also talks about stars. He talks about a checker opening up a new lane at the grocery store so you get to go from the back to the front. Awesome? Yes. Awesome. He also talks about his mother's love. That's awesome. And perhaps one of my favorites is putting on your clothes straight from the dryer. Awesome? Yes, awesome. He talks about awesomeness from the mundane, the quotidian, if you know that word. I love that word. Quotidian, what an awesome word. To the sublime. And if you read through his list, I'm sure you will at least smile, if not laugh outright. And some days, a simple smile can feel like the most awesome thing. especially on days when you're not feeling so awesome. So what makes you feel awesome? When Victoria and I were talking, she said that she feels awesome when she's cooked a really delicious and healthy meal for her family. Right?
Yeah.
Yesterday, I was out to breakfast at our Daily Bread, and a girl who was probably maybe 10 was sitting at the next table. And as she got up to go, she said, "I like your glasses." Yes, ding, that is awesome. Or the times when I used to be able to do the crossword puzzle all in ink. Awesome. All right, so what I want you to do, because we're all here together with young and old alike, and we all have awesome experiences, I'm going to give you a minute to think of just a day-to-day awesome thing, maybe something that happened this past week that just made you feel awesome. Got one? All right, so I'd like you to turn to a neighbor or two and share what was something that made you feel awesome. All right? We'll take a couple minutes and then we'll ring the bell when it's time to come back together. So, how was that? Was that awesome? Okay. Do the greeters still have microphones? Okay, I will play Phil Donahue then. Does anybody remember Phil Donahue? Awesome! So, Victoria and her helpers are handing out clothespins. And you will understand why later. Does anybody have something that they heard or said that was particularly awesome they'd like to share with the rest of the congregation? When you hear, "I love you, Mom." I think someone in the room might have said that once. That feels awesome. Anyone up, Jim? A baby grabbing and discovering things for the first time. Pretty darn awesome. Anybody under 20 have one? There, the Cascade's right over there. The Cascade Mountains I've seen. Do you have something?
Light in the chalice.
Lighting the chalice. Awesome. For us, too. I think Barbara Taylor had one. Did you have one? Carol gets to be Phil Donahue.
We were taking a walk after Thanksgiving dinner, and I saw a fox cross the Huckleberry Trail.
Wow, seeing a fox, that is awesome. All right. Awesome, awesome sauce. So, here comes the second reflection. But before I start, I want to ask you to do something with the clothespin that you received. Did you, if you didn't get a clothespin, could you raise your hand? Okay, this middle section over there. Thank you. All right. So what I'd like you to think about doing is this. We talked before about day-to-day awesomeness. In the poem that I read for the meditation, what was her name again? I don't know why I think it was a woman. Radioactive Fluff talks about bigger awesome things, things that fill you with awe. All right? So I want you to think for a minute of a place or a time or a person that filled you with awe. Experiences like the one Jordan Rosenfeld describes. Think of the first time you experienced awe. Maybe you were gazing up at a massive mountain range or looking into the depths of an infant's eyes. or watching lightning as it seemed to crack the sky open. Maybe you felt humbled or shaken. Maybe you were struck by the vastness of the universe and your tiny part in it. Or maybe you felt connected to each and every living thing on the planet. So let's take that sublime moment and write it on the side of your clothespin. Just a word or a phrase that captures what filled you with awe. And if you're sitting next to someone who doesn't know how to write, if you could do that for them, that would be great. And now I'd like to ask if there are some young people who would like to help Miss Victoria to collect those clothespins. So if you're young and you'd like to help Victoria, come on up. That would be great. Do we have clothespin gathering music available? So according to our small group ministry packet this month, experiencing awe is powerful and healing, making us more creative, more empathetic, more humble, and even healthier. Okay. So not all of us can take a daily trip to the Grand Canyon. Stunning sunrises don't happen every morning. Clouds and city lights cut us off from nightly views of stars. So we need to find other ways to get our daily dose of awesome. And one way to get more awe into our lives is to borrow it from others. It turns out we can feel awe when we listen to others share their awe stories. So that is one of the spiritual exercises in our small group ministry this month. To collect 5 awe stories from people you know, like random people even. So they suggest that you get a cup of coffee and sit down and say, tell me your awe story. So we're going to practice that. We're going to give everybody a head start on their spiritual exercise this morning. Dr. Keltner, founding director of the Greater Good Science Center and a professor of psychology at the University of California at Berkeley, describes awe as the feeling of being in the presence of something vast that transcends your understanding of the world. So I invite you to think of a time, maybe the one that you wrote on your clothespin, when you have felt that kind of awe, to being present to something vast that transcended your understanding of the world. Think of a time when, like the poet of our meditation, you stood still and silent and felt your heart open. Think of a time when you felt awe. You might have been in the natural world, at a body of water, a tiny creature, or a towering tree, a sky full of stars, or a stormy night, or something created by humans, a magnificent piece of art, or music, or dance, or architecture, a scientific discovery, the actions of a large group of people, or one kind or courageous soul. What fills you with awe? And I'm going to give you a chance once again to find someone near you to share a story of a time when you were filled with awe and then listen to their story. Okay? Not the little day-to-day, but the big. All right? We'll ring the bowl more mellowly this time when it's time to move forward. Thank you.
ocean, eating a...
You see if it works.
So, where all my helpers go? We made some wreaths for the holidays.
Can you come stand up here?
Yeah, so yeah. Y'all need to stand way high because you're short.
Which is awesome.
Way high. So my helpers and I took your clothespin words and made some holiday wreaths with them. And they're pretty awesome. And so I want them to share some of the words we read while we were making them. Do you remember one?
Space.
Birthing.
Mama.
Ocean.
All right. And I'll just read a couple more. Crisp, clean air. Someplace in France. The Alps. The breeze. Snowy night. Water. Yellowstone. Home, health, hiking the Grand Canyon, and seeing my firstborn. Thank you.
So that says there's one more reflection, anticipating awe. And all I'm going to say is this. In the week and the month ahead, open your heart, open your eyes, stand still, stay silent, and let yourself be filled with awe. That's all.